Case two can be categorized as a strongly shared environment, and so we will ask ourselves some of the same questions as in case one. We do have adequate CAPE of 2,000 joules per kilogram and high values of effective bulk shear of 40 to 50 knots stress across the target area. Low-level winds are about 35 knots. When looking at the reflectivity, you notice this is primarily a cellular event, meaning we don't have that linear convective mode that often produces most wind events. So what happened? Here is the SVC outlook with overlaid SVC storm reports for this event. Notice, there were significantly more hail reports than wind reports. However, this doesn't mean that there weren't severe winds with this event. It just means the environment was conducive for hail and wind, but storm structures tip towards the hail risk.